Proclamation number 4062 of 14th of June, 1947. Hell. Judged matter. As long as the spiritual is bound in the solid form, one can speak of judged matter, of the soul which is in judgment, for it is banished by the decision of him from whom it once emanated as strength. Judged matter is therefore everything which has not yet undergone any essential change or dissolution in infinitely long periods of time, which therefore, in a manner, does not yet betray life, for the spiritual bound in it is completely powerless and suffers dreadful agonies because it cannot free itself. And this is a pitiable state. It is a state which can be described as hell, which becomes eternity for the being and only improves when the being strives towards the light, i.e., when a support offered to it is no longer rejected. It is the environment which torments the being unspeakably, for it is in deepest darkness. Matter holds it captive. It is bound and remains in resistance to God all the longer and becomes ever more powerless, for the being lacks God's power of love if it keeps itself distant from him, and lack of God's power of love results in constant hardening, and thus the spiritual being's imprisonment does not become more bearable with the length of time but rather intensifies if the being is to find its way back to God again, from whom it distanced itself of its own free will although it was offered the opportunity to approach him. This state of hardening of matter occurs when God withdraws his power of love from the spiritual being, and since the being originates in power from God, everything divine is blissful, but wretchedness is a state of torment. The distance from God can therefore be regarded as hell, for it completely contradicts the original state and purpose of the creature which originated from God. Although it lacks the awareness of itself even in the furthest distance from God but still feels all torment. Yet he lacks realization, for this is the inevitable consequence of the being's distance from God. Consequently, a change of his state, an improvement of his situation is also a matter of an endless long time. It is an eternity for the bound spiritual. And a change would never occur if the being alone were to bring it about through its will, for this is weakened to the utmost and gets no boost if it is not offered help on the part of divine mercy. And this will inevitably happen, yet the times God needs in order to persuade the spiritual substance which is opposed to him to give up its resistance cannot be assessed by people on this earth. Yet God's mercy will not drop any of his creations completely, for they emerged from his love and God's love will never cease. Material creations are constant evidence of God's love, they are an expression of his deepest mercy and also a testimony of his justice. Just as the great guilt of a sin against God requires a punishment, an expiation of the guilt of sin. And again, the term eternal time supplies, for a human being cannot detect any passing away or dissolution or change of certain creations during his lifetime, and it is these which harbor the spiritual condemned to hell. And yet, the time of bursting comes one day even for the hardest material work of creation which releases the spiritual being bound within it. One day God's mercy will be greater than his wrath, and one day the spiritual will enter the process of ascent again. One day the torments of hell will subside, they will diminish when the due penance for God's justice has been done. Then God's love comes into effect again, and it lifts the deeply fallen up to itself again. For God's love outshines everything. God's love does not allow eternal condemnation, for God's love there is no permanent separation from him, for he desires his living creations and does not let go of them but seeks to make them happy because they are and will remain his for all eternity. Amen.